Hey y'all, this is Carmen Norris, and you are listening to the Bad Alibi Podcast. Dear Kelly, I am writing this fully sure. I'll never be able to send it to you because I have no clue how to even make sense of it. It's been a few hours since I was headed back from the music fest with Barnett. It's been insane and scary and kind of exciting. I do and don't wish you were there because I don't understand where or what there is. I know I sound like I'm talking in circles. I'll slow down and explain. So you know how when we were on a family trip, you know, the road trips we used to go on with mom and dad all the time, and we call out the mile markers and the numbers would go in order? Well, I was doing that with Barnett. And then the numbers were reversing. I know you immediately want to think there is some logical explanation, right? But Kelly, we were on the same road. I mean, it's a straight shot. So we were driving and the road looked the same. Nothing but two lanes and lots of trees on either side. And the whole time we were listening to this true crime podcast we love. It talked about this girl that died in a car crash. They talked about how it was a four-lane highway with farmland on either side, and without me really seeing the change at first, that's what I saw. And I'm not making this up. Barnett saw it too. Then they talked about the type of car she had, and we went from having no one we could see in front of us to it being that same car on the same road. It's like we just got a vision of, or it appeared there? I don't know how it happened. I can't understand it or explain it so that it sounds real, but trust me, it happened. We ended up on the same road of the true crime podcast we were listening to, or I guess of the story they were talking about. As the host talked about the night the girl spent with her friends before she passed, we saw it on the side of the road. The road was the same, but we saw the bar they walked into. Her car was in the parking lot. It was as if we weren't just driving home, but through the past. Remember the story we listened to where the girl's mom wanted answers because the night her daughter disappeared, she was in her car after a fight with her friends and died on the road? That's the same one. Same story. Same girl. And again, I have to say it because I know what you're thinking. There weren't originally other cars on the road, and I made this drive enough times to know that it wasn't the same road, even though I was going in the same direction. But we saw her, Kelly. She looked just like in the photos we've seen, and we couldn't make sense of it. The sun was suddenly setting when just moments before it was rising, and we had the answers everyone wanted. The podcast host talked about how the different theories were so, I forget the word she used, but there was just a lot of different theories for what could have happened. And after she mentioned them, it just went silent. I saw on the screen in my car the time was still going. The line across the screen indicating how much time the episode had left was still moving, but they stopped talking. And as we heard the silence, we saw what really happened. It wasn't a crash. She wasn't even in the car alone. Her friends were with her. They were hitting her, had her driving erratically, trying to defend herself. She struggled against the girl in the passenger seat who was trying to unbuckle her seatbelt. She kept hitting her hands while protecting her seatbelt and keeping her other hand on the wheel. I'm sorry, I want to finish telling this story, but who just unbuckles somebody's seatbelt when they're driving you and just hits them? It was ridiculous and it was insane and it had me feeling so many things watching it happen right in front of me. We could hear her scream, "Why are you doing this to me?" It was awful. It was horrifying. Another car was nearby when the crash happened. The other kids got out and she was left there in the car on the highway. The other people in her car got into the second car and drove away, giving her middle fingers as she lay there, helpless. Then the truck hit her. We screamed. Barnett and I both screamed. I tried to pull over to help her, but my car kept going. I didn't realize until then I wasn't even controlling it anymore. It was driving all on its own. We were right there, but at the same time, we weren't. It was just the same feeling when you're dreaming and you see it happening as if you're there, but you can't do anything. My heart clenched and ached. My throat was hoarse from how hard I screamed. She didn't deserve that. And then we were back on the correct road. Mile markers were going in the correct order again, and the podcast began playing as if it didn't skip a beat. They talked about how the family didn't have closure and didn't believe the official report. I saw what happened, but how do I explain any of it in a way where people won't think I'm crazy? How did it happen? I don't know, but I know what I saw. I just don't know how I saw it. Then it cleared up and the car started moving on its own, letting me know I could take over and drive. But we maybe got a mile down the road before we were suddenly walking into a studio and getting the chance to tell everyone what happened to her. It felt so freeing. It felt like in some weird, unexplainable small way, we got justice for her. We got her family answers. I'm so happy because I get to send you this letter since I made it back home. Mom cries when I tell her what happened on the road trip. Dad says I never went on one and that it's all just grief. Neither of them make any sense to me right now. But where are you? Your room looks like it hasn't been touched in months. It feels so cold. One more thing. Have you ever noticed how you look exactly like the girl from the podcast? I hope you get home soon so we can talk about it. Hey, y'all. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Bad Alibi Podcast. This was a really trippy one. I really love true crime podcasts, and I definitely wanted to write something where I got to kind of dive into that a little bit. Really hope you enjoyed it. This is episode 5. We are halfway through the season and I am already working on season 4. So to make sure you don't miss out on anything, follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Author Carmen Norris for both. Also on Facebook. I'd love to connect with you guys. Make sure to click that little button at the top wherever you're listening to this podcast so that you don't miss out on updates whenever I put out a new episode. Thanks, y'all. Talk to you next time.